America's commercial airlines compete with different routes, onboard cuisine, especially in business class, and of course fares. But behind the scenes, there's a race to provide better and better Wi-Fi connectivity. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Once upon a time, ground stations connected planes in the air with the internet. Service was slow and spotty. Today, satellites provide that link to planes. We used to pay to connect to the internet until 3 years ago when Delta announced free Wi-Fi for members of its frequent flyer program. Only JetBlue was offering free service at the time. Today, most carriers don't charge, and satellites, mostly Elon Musk's Starlink array of satellites, provide service and improve coverage aloft. Now, Delta just announced it will outfit 500 of its planes beginning in 2028 with a new satellite service called LEO that's owned by, believe it or not, Amazon. That'll provide speeds 3 to 5 times faster than today's. While we wait for the installation of Delta's new system, flyers should know that Delta's existing service by Viasat and Hughes Network Systems will provide trans-Pacific coverage beginning this fall. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.